Join our party line now. 1-800.
The Ed Hollander Attack Show.
Super big dick energy.
Super. But
did you have fun?
I had a blast.
I had a really good time.
I was exhausted.
Is 2/6 of the funniest gay comics.
Bisexual.
America's favorite bisexuals.
Is pussy work or pussy work?
Everybody pussy work! Yeah, pussy work! Yeah, pussy work!
The Ed Hollander Attack Show.
We think this juice stuff is very funny.
All right, so
especially when you think about it, there's no good reason that Bird and Aladdin would get along.
I'll peck your eyes out.
Oh, God damn.
You goddamn mongrel.
No.
Oh, oh my God. Well, Adam, thanks for being on the last episode of
the Ed Hollander Attack Show.
Tell him I'm fucking coming!
Hello, America. Thank you for listening to Ad Hominem Radio. This is Chris Paul.
I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
Here with Jeremy Shear.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt.
Tabitha Jones.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
And Kyle Honhorst.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Hey, everybody. We're here. It's me, Chris. Tabs.
Hey, hey.
Tabs is here. With a butter dish.
Not yet. I'm not at the swim park yet.
We were just discussing Cedar Point's outfit options.
Yes. And how no one hangs labia like a three-time mom.
You said that. I didn't say that.
Yeah, I said that.
I would never say anything like that about women.
Chris would never say anything about labe hanging. He's a proper gentleman.
I'm not an objectifier.
I, on the other hand, am a fucking pig. But no, I have no need for a swim park ladies cup to keep everything tucked in. As like a proper fat woman, I'm going to have like 3 layers of swimwear between me and my bits.
And I was suggesting like repurposed a chin strap from... an old army, like a war, like Captain America's war helmet.
Just smooth things out real nice down there. Get all your creases in order. Oof, I haven't said creases since Jeremy's been on the pod.
You gotta make the other moms envious of your camel toe.
Yeah.
Camel toe envies the new penis in
you. My poppin' mound.
They wrote the Lovely Lady Hump song the wrong summer, because it's not what it means anymore.
Lovely Lady Flaps.
I'm going to bring that to Shark Tank.
Do it. They'll buy it up in a snatch.
The pussy bra. I
said snatch.
I don't know. I got nothing.
That's it. That's the show. Bye, America.
I was trying to think of a good Shark Tank bit.
Me too.
For that.
I remember there was a Shark Tank thing on Shark Tank. I can't remember what it was, but they were like, hey, don't use it like this. And then one of the guys uses it like that, and he like falls and smashes his head open.
I think the bit would be, they keep suggesting new names, and it keeps getting worse. Like, Sharks, I'm here with the Pussy Mound Collector.
Pussy Mound Collector?
Yeah.
Sounds like a spam call you'd get. Like, hi, this is Tabitha with a Pussy Mound Collector. I'm trying to collect your pussy mounds.
Yeah, and then they're like, I think we should find another name, but go on, and then you're like, no, I have a list. We could stay on this name thing.
For a long, long yeah. time.
The Vag Hammock.
The Cooch Sling.
How do we feel?
The Snapper Flapper. The Taco Tamer.
The Taco Tamer, what are those? Is there a word for those slips that tacos go in? Or the... You know when you get a taco at, like, a street taco?
Oh, like you get, like, the...
The paper thing around it?
The holder thingy?
Yeah.
The pussy holder thingy. What?
Yeah, the hammock. I'm trying to think.
Vag hammock is so good. That's what I had to go to my. I had to go to my grandparents after I picked up my bathing suit. I was talking to my dad.
Visit labianet.net for more details.
Labianet.net. I told my dad I got a swim dress, and he was like, "Oh. That's no fun. I thought you were going to get, like, one of those banana hammocks like Borat wears." I'm like, they wouldn't let me in the fucking park, sir.
That just tells me that your dad wants one of those banana hammocks like Borat wears.
Probably.
We're all just trying to live vicariously through our whore daughters.
The poon pouch.
What's the wrist one called, or the waist one called? The Joe Rogan was trying to bring him back.
Oh, I don't know.
The fanny pouch.
Oh, the fanny pack?
Fanny pack.
But it's
yeah, the pussy pack.
But in the UK, they call pussies fannies.
Oh. Wait, is that like, are they calling people pussies for wearing them, or?
No, like, that's just like, they, like, it's like one of those, like, I don't know, one of those, like...
Bucket, mate, it's your pussy pack.
Just, like, one of those regional things where it's, like, here you say fanny and you think someone's butt.
Yeah.
But, like, you say fanny over there and they're like, no, that's a vagina.
Yeah, I get that, but why are they calling it a vagina pouch then?
Because it sits over, like, your fanny.
Oh, so they're halfway there with this idea.
Yeah. Because that's the thing,
but
like...
But this is more about an aesthetic thing, though.
Yeah, because, like, I remember someone saying something about the fanny pack and being like, well, why do they call it, like... Why do they call it the fanny pack? Because you don't, like, wear it backwards over your fanny. And it's like, well, by British terms, you're right. Wearing it over the fanny.
Right.
If you've got one.
Do you think they need to call it that so they can say stuff like that fanny is... Call people fishy fanny.
Fishy fanny?
Yeah, smelly broads.
What if just like, what if we're, English what broads. If I'm totally wrong, just like in the UK they call a fanny pack something else, like,
yeah,
ridiculous.
It's like an ass pack. Or a bum pack.
A bum pack.
I guess that's why a fanny is a vagina, because a bum is a bum.
Yeah, bum is a bum. Bum.
Oh boy, I bet their whole PC culture is even more confusing over there. Like, what are you even allowed to say in Britain?
I don't know. I've never been there.
But I feel like our product is more, it's like, it's an aesthetic. It's like a push-up bra for the vagina.
Yeah. You're adorning it.
Pussy push-up. Push-up.
The pussy up.
The cunt sling.
The cunt koozie.
That's 7 minutes.
God, it feels like it's been 10 years.
yeah. You gotta have the best looking fetch at the water park.
You're laughing, but you do.
And here's why, because all the kids are eye level. You don't want to. This is a disaster for
exactly.
The kids.
This is protecting the children.
protecting slash impressing.
Yeah, I want how I look in a bathing suit to be a core memory for, like, children at the water park. I want them to look back, like, 20 years later and be like, yeah, that did something for me.
Yeah. Or, you know, for the little girls, like, their self-esteem, they see that and they're like, when I grow up, I want my vagina humps to look like the Loch Ness monsters hiding in there.
Exactly. We're starting a trend, Chris.
Because that's part of the product, is you can get different shapes.
Yeah, and there's a special cryptid line.
Yeah, there's one that looks like Harrison Ford in Carbonite.
Mine looks like Mothman. Just two glowing red eyes on it.
They're like those cupcake shape, like, you know, you use the cupcake pans that are, like, shaped like hearts and
yes.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am, like, familiar.
Yeah. You fill that with cunt.
I love how you can't even get through some of these things you're trying to say.
It's such a, so stupid when it's now almost 10 minutes.
Sometimes you just gotta talk puss.
I've been watching Eastbound and Down all morning.
All morning?
So, yeah, my appropriate calibrator is soft today.
Amazing. It's like I'm doing a podcast with Danny McBride himself.
No, more like Stevie.
Oh, God. Never mind, I'm gonna leave.
I just
want
to hang out near something cool.
God, that puts a lot of pressure on me.
Oh, why do you think Jeremy's cowered into his apartment?
Jeremy's got nothing cool to say right now.
The strain has killed people.
Oh my God.
Eastbound and Down.
Yes.
There was something when I started it this morning, I can't remember what. I don't know why I'm saying it if I can't remember it. This is not interesting
this.
At all.
This is great,
what
Chris.
What do you got going on? You are going to the water park.
I'm going to the water park tomorrow. Like it's... I said, I'm having a full-blown Northeastern Ohioan Memorial Day weekend. We're starting the day at the amusement park.
With the most glorious mound.
The most glorious mound in the land. I'm bringing the most glorious mound in the land to Sandusky. It's a victory tour.
I'm filled with glorious mound.
Yeah, gonna go do that, probably exhaust myself and get real sunburnt, have a lot of fun doing that.
I gotta imagine that I'm gonna invite myself to a cookout at Kyle's. I'm just assuming there's going to be one.
A
cookout
yeah.
at Kyle's.
He's gotta show up. I feel like at any time, if you just show up at Kyle's house, they're grilling some sort of meat.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, you put it in proximity to a holiday that's all about grilling meats.
They're good people, and they don't have kids, so there's always something fun.
Yep. That's what I like about Kyle.
Yeah, his lack of reproducing.
He's a good dude, got no kids.
Yeah. That's decent.
The dream. The absolute dream. Yeah, the water park's the only big thing I got planned. We started watching the new season of Stranger Things that just came out.
Oh.
Only one episode in, but very, very impressed.
Are they now in the 90s?
No, they're at like 86.
Oh, so they started at like 80 then.
They started at like 83, 84.
We're supposed to think it's only been 3 years.
We're supposed to.
That those kids have aged
yes.
this much.
When we joined them, they were supposed to be in like seventh grade, sixth grade, seventh grade. Now they're in like ninth grade.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. Also, because we were talking about this, like, Dylan was like, I thought, like, the one kid's sister and the other kid's brother that are like older than them. He's like, I thought that they had, like, graduated by now.
Yeah, and, like,
they're,
why
like,
not?
Seniors in high school. They're still in high school.
why not just let them have, like, a normal, like, 2 years of life yep. to pick up the story in between
exactly.
seasons?
Exactly. But that's the thing. Between last season and this season, it's, like, too much. I feel like too much happened at the end of last season to be like, okay, we can have, like, a full 2 years span this. Because, like, I feel
so
like...
So they gotta pick up.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, there. At the end of the third season, we have, like, all those people die, and then, like, Hopper disappear, only to, like, have it be teased that, like, he's alive being held captive in Russia. And I feel like if you put, like, 2 to 3 years on that...
That's crazy that it's in Russia, because that's where he was at to film Black Widow yeah. while he was gone from that show.
Oh, that's funny.
I wonder if that's a meta.
But yeah, I think there's just too much that would become too serious if we waited like a whole full 2 years. But it does end up like feeling very much. They even acknowledge like in the first episode, like being like, Hawkins has already had like a really tough year and a half. Like, all the loss and everything, because, like, apparently it was just believed that, like, anyone that got taken over by the Mind Flayer last year is just dead. So, like, a bunch of, like, a dozen to 20 people
are dead. I don't know what any of these words mean. I haven't watched.
It's just, like, whatever the...
I started season 2, I think. Okay. Is that, like, the, like, where they're Ghostbusters on Halloween?
Yes, that is season 2. Then in season 3 we get into this very strong this really strong, almost like they like up the ante on the monster, where before we had like the Demogorgon and like within like these other this like other dimension, whereas like the Mind Flayer is like this like big bad like boss level version of the Demogorgon, where it's, like, huge and is, like, taking over people within the town to try to, like, solidify its place in this reality, kind of. So it takes over all of these people. And then, like, almost like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where, like, then those people just start getting more people. One of the girls that they introduce has, like, a stepbrother who gets, like, taken over by it and, like, he dies. Along with all those other people taking over.
Is that monster Trumpism?
It's supposed to be like capitalism in the 80s. Because it's all... The third season's the mall season. It's the summer mall season. This big mall comes up in is built in Hawkins. And it's like in like all like the mall craze of the 80s. And that's how they get it tied to the Russians. Where like this mall is just like a cover for... this like Russian base underneath of it that like ties Russia to the like kid like telekinesis experiments going on the first one.
You know what I love about having ADD?
What?
Is that when I finally watch this, I'll have
no recollection.
No idea of, what any of this meant.
No, yeah.
In context.
Oh, of course. You're just getting information that's just like, okay, yeah. And then she's like, gone.
I'm still, like, thinking of ways they could just let them age within the show.
That's what Dylan said the same thing, though. He was very much of the belief that they should just give them, like, he's like, I'd almost prefer to see them do something like, are you familiar with the 7-Up series? It was a series of documentaries on BBC, where in like 1960 something or 70 something, they went and visited this class, where all the kids were like 7 years old. And then every 7 years they go back yeah. and revisit that class, where he's like, yeah. I'd almost rather them do something like that, where like we get this story where they're like 13, 14 years old, and then we get the next part of this like story when they're like 20 to 22 years old, and
yeah,
then the next
think,
part when they're in their 30s or
yeah.
something.
And I think that would also like it would be good to explore the 90s in the way that they did the 80s.
Yeah, 100%.
Make a whole new trend.
And I wonder if that's what they're planning to do, because they're essentially saying that this season is like the cap on this story. So I'm wondering if they're going to start like a a Stranger Things adjacent story where it's like the same kind of TV series, but like within the same reality and dealing with the like same things, but maybe somewhere else, different kids, maybe like between when Stranger Things ends this season and like when the new, like whatever new season comes out, maybe like 10 years have gone by or something. Like, yeah. I'm wondering if that's what they're gearing up for. Cause they're really like harping on the fact that they're like capping this. Like the first episode's like an hour and 20 minutes long.
Well, and those kids are going to be,
it's hysterical. 20, Chris.
In their 20s.
It is hysterical.
Watching them try play the same.
I am. Okay. So some of them are like fine. Like the nerdy kid with the fucked up teeth. I can believe he is 14 years old in this first episode. I can believe that. They show that main kid, that Finn Wolfhard kid that plays like Mike. He looks like he is 19 years old. He's got the longest man face in the world. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, I can't imagine. And are those kids, they're in other stuff.
Yeah.
So they're
in
other things playing their age.
Yes.
And then coming back to this.
I'm a freshman.
Yeah, it just seems like you would just write it to where that makes sense.
Right.
Kind of with The Walking Dead, they had that problem with Carl, and they had to kill him.
Did they just kill all of these kids?
Yeah.
I hope that's how this one ends.
Which sucked in that situation, because then they killed Carl and ended up doing like a 6-year time jump in the show anyways.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that could have been a way to keep
To keep him alive.
But I think he got cocky and wanted more money.
I can see that as, yeah. But based off the first episode, I've already got some theories as to the way things are going or what they're going to be trying to do. And obviously, like, this is just based off the first episode, so I won't be surprised if I'm, like, wrong completely and they do something else. But
yeah.
I'm just kind of expecting them to kind of just, like, put a cap on this the best they can.
Maybe they'll do an episode or two. Maybe they're doing them that long to wrap up
100%
part and then jump ahead and just show what they're doing.
It's gotta
older
be.
To end the show.
Because the way that they are doing the season is they dropped yesterday. They dropped, like, 7 episodes. And then the weekend of the 4th of July, they're dropping the final 2 episodes. But I've been hearing that the final 2 episodes are like an hour 45, close to 2 hours.
I bet you they're like adults in that.
Or like,
that's the way like so many shows end. They do
I'm really wondering.
Jump. Do you remember the end of Weeds?
Oh my god.
They like jumped ahead and gave them like Iron Man computers for some reason.
Holy shit. I hardly ever think of Weeds, but I feel like when I do, I react just like I did now. Oh my god. Yeah, they did do that.
Yeah. he pulls out fucking Tony Stark's laptop.
God damn it. What I didn't like about Weeds was when they got to that arc where, like, one of her kids accidentally kills that dude, and then he's just like, I'm a killer. I'm a murderer. I'm all dark. It's like, bro, you killed in self-defense.
Get over it.
You did what you had to do.
I watched Dr. Sleep.
Okay.
The sequel to The Shining.
Yep.
And then I messaged you, like, are you... Because...
Can I just read verbatim this conversation? Because it makes me very happy the way this was laid out. Chris, have you seen Dr. Sleep? Me. Once, when it first came out. Chris... Any chance you'd have time to watch it or just a YouTube refresher before recording? Keep in mind, this was at like 10:30 last night. You got time to watch Dr. Sleep, Tabitha. And I said, I can read a Wikipedia article or something.
Do you have time to read The Shining before tomorrow? Because I don't want to and I have questions.
Next week, you're going to message me at 1 in the morning and be like, any chance you could finish it, the book, please? I said, I can read a Wikipedia article or something. Spoiler alert, I did not finish the Wikipedia article. But then you laid this on me. I like it more than The Shining. And I said, you've given me a lot to think about. But then I fully admitted, I don't know, I think I only saw The Shining once. I was not that kind of bitch.
Yeah, it's one of the most boring movies.
You think The Shining is one of the most boring movies?
I've seen the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I've seen it is I fall asleep at different parts for like 20 minutes. And then I'm like, what the fuck? What is this bartender doing? Like, I understand what happens in the movie. I understand that it's like well made and like Kubrick's attention to detail and all of that stuff. But I don't, everything takes so long.
Yeah,
and
it's
I know
a
that's
real
like
slow
a,
burn.
That's a 70s style,
mm-hmm.
But it's even when I was like, y'all, like the age closer to movies being that way, like when that was the norm, it was still boring. It just...
What, you weren't excited about that dog, like, gonna suck someone off or whatever it was?
Well, like, how many times does this kid have to ride his little bike down the hallway and see, like, how he sees... The first hour, he sees, like, three ghosts, and it just out of the, like, corner of his eye or something. Like, it's not even... Like, there's no, I don't know.
Again, I think I've only seen The Shining once, and I've never really been a Stephen King kind of bitch.
I am a Stephen King kind of bitch. I like a lot of that stuff, and I don't hate The Shining, I just think it's boring.
What's your favorite Stephen King movie? Is it Dr. Sleep now?
No, it's still It.
Okay.
Both, I like... Like, both
like original?
Versions.
Okay.
I like both of them.
See, if I can be honest, I find it kind of overrated.
Really?
Yeah, I never got into it.
What about the remake? Was it any better?
Same. I just kind of was like, oh, okay, like, now the clown's, like, a little bit more visually scary and can have, like, a big face, I guess, even scarier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's because I was the age of the kids when it came on TV, and now I'm the age of the adults
okay.
when the remake came out. So,
I think my favorite Stephen King movie is Carrie.
Yeah, I just watched the remake this morning with Hit Girl.
Oh, yeah, with Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah, and I have a hard time watching her get bullied and like,
yeah, no, Sissy Spacek at least looked kind of like a weird bird, you
yeah,
know?
Like somebody you would bully.
Yeah,
but
this is just like a beautiful young woman.
Yeah, and also like her coming from Hit Girl, you're like, why doesn't she just kick a knife into their face? Like, she hasn't called anyone a cunt. This is weird.
This is whack.
This is a weird choice for this actress.
No, yeah, the original Carrie is a favorite of mine. It also has PJ Souls in it. I love PJ Souls.
You know what I think is happening is, because they're doing a Firestarter remake.
Oh, God.
But they're pushing it like it's a superhero, like it's a superpower. And I think they're going to...
The Stephen King universe.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
they're going to remake Carrie and put her and the Firestarter chick together. Because in some version of Dr. Sleep, it's Danny grows up and marries the girl from Firestarter.
Whoa.
And they, like, hunt vampires. Not vampires, but, like, those things that are in Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, like Rose the Hat.
Yeah.
The energy vampires or whatever.
Villains.
Yeah. Her name is Rose and she's got a hat.
Yeah.
You know what I like about the things I've been seeing for that Firestarter remake?
What's that?
First role where we have Zac Efron playing a father. He's the Firestarter's father. It's not enough that you're a fire starter. Your dad, Zac Efron?
Yeah, that's the kid from High School Musical.
Now he's a dad.
That's crazy. What? How long ago? So like 3 years ago, he was Ted Bundy.
Oh yeah, he was. I still never watched
that.
It was
the most sanitized, like, romance rom-com version of Ted Bundy. It's a really weird movie.
Yeah, I remember being like excited to see him play Ted Bundy, but then I never watched the movie.
It's more about the romance between him and the woman that, like, he marries while he's in jail, or what? Like, I think he married her. I can't remember.
You know, I felt the same about, I was very excited for them to make My Friend Dahmer out of that DERF comic book graphic novel. I was very excited for that, and then I never saw that movie.
I think it's on HBO Max.
Okay, I should give that a watch soon.
Friend of the show, Megan Brodigan, has a little thing in it, I think.
Oh, nice.
You pass me that weed tray.
Yeah. Have you ever been by the Dahmer house?
No. Is there one in Ohio?
Yeah, the so he went to high school in Solon, I think it is. Solon or Stowe or something like that.
But is it like he So it's like where he maybe killed a few squirrels or some shit.
No. Well, it's where he did all of his early like serial killer stuff, but he did kill his first person at that house.
Oh, really?
So Jeffrey Dahmer, his like senior year of high school, his family like fell apart. His parents split up, and I believe it was that like his mom moved to one place and his dad moved to another place, and it was basically between the end of senior year and him like going off to college or whatever he was going to be doing. I think maybe he was in the army for a second, but it was the summer after high school and he was alone in that house, and it's out kind of like in the middle of nowhere, no sidewalks on the street. And he picked up a hitchhiker and drove the hitchhiker back to his house. I think like hung out, drank some beers. I think they ended up having sex. And then he murders that hitchhiker and ends up hiding his body for a while in the drainage ditch under their driveway. So they had one of those driveways where it has the drainage ditches on either side. So when you drive over the driveway, there's like the pipe that goes underneath of it.
Yeah.
And, he ended up shoving the body underneath there for a little bit. And then, disposing of it, like cutting it up and disposing of it later. So if you just like drive down this street in kind of like mid Ohio,
there you can see the pipe that he stuffed him in.
Yeah, I don't know if they like renovated it, but like you can just like cruise by and see that house and be like, that's kind of where it all started. Like, that's where he was torturing animals and made his first human kill.
You know, it's weird that places like that, like, get this weird energy assigned to them, because if people realized how many houses someone has died in...
Well, I understand like, that, but there's a difference between how many houses someone's died
and, like,
in and
brutal,
been brutally murdered or drugged or literally cut to pieces in someone's bathtub and then transported, you know. There's a different energy behind that than like being like, oh, so because some people do get freaked out if you're like, oh yeah, this is my grandma's old room, she had a heart attack in here. And like, oh no. But like if you're like, oh yeah, this was so-and-so's old room, some dude chopped him up in the bathtub and then buried him in the backyard, you're like, oh no. That's a little bit more serious than Gam Gam got old and her heart gave out.
I guess I don't know. Maybe it's my medication. I just don't feel anything about it. I'm like, okay.
Well, you, I don't know.
It just doesn't, I don't know. I just don't do spirits and shit.
You don't. I think we talked about that last time when I was talking about like demons and dark spirits and shit, and you were like, I don't subscribe to that, Tabitha. And I'm
I
like,
just
well,
feel
good
like
for you.
Dark shit's happening all over the place.
Oh yeah. But here's the
everything
thing.
Should be haunted.
Here's the thing. If dark shit's happening all over the place, what's not to say that dark shit does not cross between realms, Chris Paw.
It's like the ooze in Ghostbusters too.
Yeah, it just oozes out of crevices. Oh, I said crevices again.
Maybe like for Cleveland, instead of ooze, it's like po' boy sandwiches.
It's like Erie sludge.
Cheesesteak in Philly. It's like where all the hate gets in to people. It makes the most sense.
That's what that cheese spread on a Philly cheesesteak is. It's hate.
Yeah. In Alabama, it's your cousin's vagina.
No, I do be fucking my cousin.
What else are you going to do in Alabama? You think about it.
After I'm done fucking my cousin, I'm going to go fuck my other cousin.
Maybe it's just wrong to fuck somebody else's cousin. Inconvenience them.
Yeah. Inconvenience yourself by fucking your own cousin. Did you hear about that? That
family's going to be there after your relationships.
Did you hear about that doctor, that like fertility doctor, who was getting all these women pregnant with his own sperm, and they were thinking it was like other sperm, and so like women like a couple not being able to have a child and trying like in vitro and being like, we're gonna try in vitro with your sperm and your egg, but it's this doctor's sperm. And now like within the area they've gotten up to like 97 kids.
Jesus.
And now these families have to have like discussions with their kids and be like, okay, like you can't just date anyone. You have to like ask questions. Because they could be a cousin, an aunt, a half brother.
Yeah, they would all be half something.
Yeah. So like,
or when they have something kids with other people.
So yeah, like imagine thinking like these two families aren't linked at all. And then, like, you go and you start dating someone, even, like, years back when it was going on, you go and start dating someone, and you're, like, dating your half-brother.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Well, you didn't know.
You didn't know. But then you find out, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. What if you're already in love?
I then think maybe you just make the choice to adopt and not, maybe reproduce with your weird genes.
Or you... kill the king.
you fall in love with your half sibling. You find out your half siblings, and then you decide that together you are going to murder the man that made this happen. Murder the man that deceived both of your mothers.
I couldn't remember enough of Cersei and Jaime's story in Game of Thrones.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones, so it means nothing to me.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to go to another podcast where they talk about Game of Thrones.
I ain't ever going to watch Game of Thrones. I've been hurt too much by long-running television series to watch Game of Thrones after I saw how everyone reacted when it was done.
That's why I won't watch Dexter.
That's why I will not watch Ozark. I won't watch Ozark.
Yeah, that either.
Because everyone, at first, it was like, I'm not going to watch it because everyone tells me to watch it and it's been on forever. And now, I won't watch it because everyone told me to watch it and it's been on forever. And then everyone who told me to watch it was like, this last season fucking sucked.
That's the only time that's fun, too, is when everybody's mad at the same time. You're like, ah.
Exactly. I'm not going to watch it a few years later and be mad alone.
Yeah. And then everybody's like, yeah, we know.
That was the only reason I made it through finishing Lost, was the fact that I watched that finale as it premiered, and then me and everyone else was angry about it.
Yeah, I'll never watch that either.
Oh, my God. So, during quarantine, I was like... I had a moment of looking at Lost through rose-colored glasses. I literally was like, oh, remember these dozen things you liked about Lost? You have all the time in the world now, Tabitha. Let's rewatch Lost. I made it like three episodes in, and I was like, I can't do this again.
Yeah, some shows, you think that the, like, you'll go back because you're like, maybe the ending isn't as bad as I think if I rewatch it in context to the whole show.
Exactly.
And then you do, and you're like,
is that bad.
Right. I watched My Name is Earl again and completely forgot that the last episode is a part one of something.
Yes, Dylan was just talking about that because we were talking about TV shows that ended on like almost cliffhangers.
Yeah.
Mine being the first one I remember, and even then it was like out of date for when I was born. But I remember watching through Alf on Nick at Night as a kid and them like cycling through it and like getting to this episode where it like ends on this cliffhanger where like Alf is found out and like he's surrounded by all of these government agents and it's like to be continued. And then the next episode that they played was the first episode and it cycled back through and I was like, that was the end of Alf.
You know, when they like before streaming to do a whole Tom Green bit, When they just put stuff on syndication, they would just put random episodes on and shit.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't catch on sometimes, like, oh, this is
the end of it.
That is the end.
Yeah.
You would just think, damn, I hope I catch the last episode at some point.
I'm like, nope, that was the last episode.
Yeah. Because they, like, for a long, and now they couldn't come back to My Name is Earl at this point.
Yeah.
Neither one of them looked like they did, and especially, what's his face? They're both Scientologists.
Jason Lee.
He's like buff now.
Oh, Ethan Suplee?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He can't play Randy now.
No.
I mean, maybe that would be a funny ending for
Ethan
Randy.
Is Ethan Suplee a Scientologist too?
Oh, yeah.
I only knew about Jason Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, big time.
I'm just glad that
how he got his shit together.
That Earth
cleared his thetans and his fat.
I'm just happy that Earth Angel Leah Remini is no longer a Scientologist.
I know. I am upset that she's married or whatever.
She's what?
She's like married or something.
She's married?
She's got a stupid boyfriend or
no,
whatever.
No, yeah, she has like a family.
Yeah.
She had a reality show for a while
family.
About her family.
Yeah, her stupid family.
I'm just glad she's not in Scientology anymore. And I'm glad that she sang like a fucking bird, too. Like, give me all those fucked up Scientology stories. And, like, I believe every single one of them. Why would Leah Remini lie to me?
They went to the town, like, the little town that these guys basically owned the downtown area of some small town in Florida.
Yep.
And,
is it Clearwater?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
They were, like, literally on public, like on the sidewalk, and out of nowhere, like some security people and police came and were like, you have to leave.
You gotta go.
You gotta turn that camera off and shit. And it
that's
was like,
scary.
There's no way that's legal.
Yeah.
But what are you gonna do? There's cops do whatever they want.
Exactly.
Or don't do whatever they want.
Yeah. Or don't do whatever they want. I shot him because I feared for my life. I didn't shoot him because I feared for my life. What fucking use am I?
Yeah.
That's me being a cop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to get into this. I'm going to talk about that story where Leah Remini went to that party and heard a baby crying. Just like popping
and
off.
And her nipple started leaking.
I wish. She didn't include that, but I bet. But like she hears this baby crying and she's like, man, this baby's wailing. Like for forever, I'm gonna go like check this shit out. Like, what's going on with this baby? And she walks into like she like susses it out, finds where the baby is, just screaming.
Tom Cruise thought it was a fish, didn't he?
No, but it was Tom Cruise's baby. It was that Surrey Cruise.
Oh, really?
She was laying on the floor, just screaming, crying, having like a giant wild tantrum, and there were just all of these women. Just like standing around her, just watching her.
Well, you
and
gotta
Leah
let
Remini
scream it out sometimes.
And Leah Remini was like, hey, and like scooped up the baby and like gave her some pats and were like, everything cool here? Like, what's going on? Because it was just like a room full of women all just like watching this baby just scream on the floor.
It's very weird at a party.
Yeah, it's like, I understand, like,
I've let my kids scream.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Sometimes there's times where, like, you just gotta, like, be like, just let this kid fucking scream.
I had
scream.
One that would refuse to go to bed, and I would just stick her in her room and let her scream and pound on the door.
Yeah.
That kid is...
Sometimes you got to. But did
you... go in places, because she could keep it up for hours.
Did you ever have a moment, though, where you and, like, 25 other people just stood in a circle and observed her screaming?
Yeah, that's very odd.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a weird... That's got to be part of a philosophy.
Oh, God, yeah, it's got to be something. It's got to be some sort of, like, child training.
It seems like she would have known about it if, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If that was, like, a normal part of it.
Maybe she wasn't that deep into it.
Or it was, like, a new thing.
I don't know, because it did seem like she was able to, like, slip out pretty easily. At least in terms of leaving Scientology.
Well, from what she says, she grew up, like, her
family. Oh, really?
Was, like,
holy shit.
Because part of leaving was, I think she...
Her mom. Yeah. She got her mom at, I remember now.
Yeah.
Damn.
So if that was a
normal
customary
thing.
Normal thing, she would have known, unless it was a new addition, which they'd add shit.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure all the time.
They have to. Keep things fresh.
That's crazy, though. None of them slapped that kid.
None of them just, like, flicked her in the forehead.
That's
like, knock it off.
They're all standing around. No one's swinging a bat.
I will say that. I can't remember being, like, physically slapped as a kid. I do remember being, like, flicked in the forehead.
Oh, like, yeah. My dad was a thumper.
Oh, yeah.
But he had fucking meaty hooks, too.
I'm just imagining with, like, big old Mr. Krabs claws. Like,
he would
meaty
do,
hooks.
But, like, he would thump with his whole hand, like like his pinky side of his hand and the back of it, and just kind of like you're whipping a towel.
Yep. No,
yeah,
my mom.
Right in the back of the head.
My mom would literally take one finger and just dunk, flick, like right between the eyes.
And
ooh.
It was always accompanied with a quit acting stupid.
Yeah. Knock it off.
That was like minor in frag. That was like I went, oh shit.
Right.
Or
that was me being just like whiny or mouthy.
But I would only get one for cussing if my mom was around. If she wasn't there, he didn't care about that. Yeah. It's funny because he cut that hand off later. So
yeah. I was going to say you were like, he had meaty hooks. And I was like, and for a while he had one meaty hook. Yeah.
and a metal one.
I remember you telling me about a time that I'm pretty sure you told me about it on the podcast, about a time that you and your dad were driving down the road and walking down the street was a guy with one hand.
Yeah.
And your dad was like, look at that one-handed fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I would tell that with another joke. It might be, I don't know if it stayed on the CD or not, but yeah. I tried to fight him one time and he hit me with a stump right in the fucking chest, like the solar plexus.
Ooh.
And it was like just big enough to like
really
narrow in there
ding
and like,
it.
Knock my breath out.
Fuck.
Because he was 6'5 or some shit.
Jesus
he was a
Christ.
Big dude. Yeah. I was like, I'll fight this one-handed motherfucker, and then I was on my back.
Hell yeah. Nah, thankfully, I don't have any fighting my parents stories, physically.
Yeah, it's a funk.
It's all...
Stephen King-type psychic battle.
Yeah, it's all psychological terror. But I did love the stories from, like, my mom and my dad of fighting parents stories of the past. Like, my mom, when she finally got, like, bigger than my grandma, being, like, my grandma, like, at the top of the stairs and my mom at the bottom, and my mom just being, like, what are you gonna do? Kick my ass? I'm bigger than you now. And my grandma walked down four steps and then jumped on my mother. Like, I got the high ground, bitch. You're bigger than me. My other favorite one being my great-grandfather not, like, letting one of my great-aunts do something. And her being like, you're so cruel. I'm going to call child services and tell them that you abuse us. And he's like, oh, you're going to call child services? And he pulled the phone out of the wall and beat her with it. Call him now! You're going to call him? I got the phone right here!
Like, for some reason, that reminds me of the late Ray Liotta in that scene in Goodfellas when he just pistol whips the shit out of that dude.
Yep. R.I.P.
Yeah. That's the most visceral beating in a movie, I think.
It really is.
He just fucking goes into it.
I didn't see Goodfellas until like a few years ago. And I remember being like, holy shit, how have I not seen Goodfellas?
Yeah. It's one of those movies that's like, if you're a dude,
yeah,
and we're alive in the 90s, if you haven't seen it, fucking fairy.
I watched The Godfather, and then was like, I've done it. I've done all I can to please men. I've watched The Godfather, but then everyone was like, oh, you've seen The Godfather? Have you seen the second Godfather? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And they're like, even better.
Yeah.
And there's so.
And then the third one is like just an embarrassment for everyone. Yeah,
unnecessary.
Yeah.
There's that. So with that Wordle phenomenon.
Although
that came
I will say it's not unrealistic for Italians to date their first cousins.
Not at all.
In that time period.
They had that Wordle game where you have to, like, guess it, like, letter by letter or whatever. And I was never into that. But they started, like, an adjacent one called Framed, where, like, you get one frame from a movie and then you guess what movie it is. And you get, like, a total of 7 frames and 7 guesses. And I was going through the one day and I'm like, man, I do not know what this movie is.
Are they multiple choice?
No, you have to, like, you look at the frame and then you type in your guess. But I'm getting the wrong answer for every frame, but I'm going through all of them. I'm like, wow, this looks phenomenal. This looks like it's a great movie. And I get to the end, it's the fucking Godfather Part 2. And I'm like, God damn it.
I bet there's directors that would be easy to guess.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I would recognize a Zack Snyder frame. I think anywhere.
There's been a lot
from a movie I haven't seen.
There's been a few where I've been like, I know I haven't seen this movie, but I know enough about like the style of it that like I know what that is. Even like in
J.J. Abrams, there's going to be lens flares.
I got the movie The Lighthouse on the first guess. That movie with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. Yeah,
Batman and Green Goblin.
Yeah, playing those lighthouse keepers, and then they go all like insane and stuff. But like the whole thing of it is that it's in black and white. And the first frame was like a seagull in black and white. And I was like, The Lighthouse. And I'm like, correct. Yeah.
Any black or white movie that is in a film trivia game is going to be that or Clerks. It'll be from like the first. Is the whole American History X? I think just the flashbacks.
Just the flashbacks. Yeah. Yeah. I really beat myself up because it took me 3 frames to guess Jackie Brown. And, like, I got to the third frame, and I was like, motherfucker!
Oh, yeah.
God damn it! Jackie Brown.
Were there feet in the frame?
No, see, if there were, I would have immediately been like, yeah. Quentin Tarantino, who get me there. But, like, it literally showed me, like, I got, like, in deep enough that it's like, okay, here's a frame of Jackie Brown. And I was like, motherfucker!
So they make them more revealing?
Yeah, so as it goes on, it gets more revealing. So, like, yesterday's was Jaws. The first frame, the first frame was like that opening scene on the beach. So it's like all of the like party kids around the bonfire. The second frame is like the girl when she's in the water, like before she gets killed first. And then like the third frame was like a more traditional beach shot of like when the beach is all packed out for like the holiday. And then once you start to like, because I think there's only six or seven frames in total, you get to like frame four, and it's like the shot on the dock where they catch the shark that they think is the shark that killed the kid. And then like I think the frame after that's like them on the boat. And then the final frame
is the
shark like coming up onto the boat. Like, if you haven't gotten it yet, it's Jaws.
Like, if you've played that game, you've seen that movie. That's another classic. That
100%.
It's so fucking boring. Get out of the water, you fucking dummies!
You don't like Jaws?
No, I can't be scared. Like, I leave the beach, like Jaws is happening. I get in my car, I go home and start smoking weed. I see the rest of it on the news. I don't give a shit.
But that's not what happened there, Chris.
What are they doing? They're all... Yeah, I know. The mayor's like, oh, it's safe. And then they watch people get eaten, and they're like, oh, it's still safe. I see one shark. One rumor about a shark. I'm good. I'm good for the year on the beach.
I'll
go to a water park.
I just think it's like hard to enjoy a movie when you just think about it in terms of like, well, I wouldn't do this.
I don't with most horror movies, like my suspension of disbelief, like I'm the person defending bad movies like 99% of the time, but there's just The Shining is boring and Jaws is just, who cares?
If you want to talk about a real bad movie,
I want a threat that you can't get away from. Like, by just walking to the parking lot.
If you want a threat you can't get away from, let me bring up the 90s hit starring Michael Keaton, Jack Frost, where he dies and comes back as a sentient snowman to help his orphaned son now.
I've never seen it, but I want to.
We should watch it.
Is this Michael Keaton's, like, Beetlejuice era and stuff?
It's, like, a little bit after that. I want to say, like, okay. mid-90s. I want to say it was, like, yeah, it was, like, after he played Batman, too.
You know what else is underrated 90s? Is the Frighteners.
Oh, my God, I love the Frighteners so much. Yeah, I have the really Frighteners good. On VHS, bitch.
Also, there's a movie called Odd Thomas. That I guess is based on some book series.
Yeah.
But it's Dennis Quaid's kid.
Jack Quaid. I love Jack Quaid.
I tried to watch some piece of shit with him and New Girl, Zoe Deschanel.
Okay, I'm not familiar
and
with
it
that.
It was just, I don't, she's a ghost or some shit. I don't know what the fuck was going on. I couldn't, like, I had started it over three times and couldn't. Like,
I like Jack Quaid because
had a real
he,
Shining problem.
He showed up on Best of the Worst recently on Red Letter Media just because, like, he's a fan, I guess. Like, he, like, wrote to them on Twitter and was like, I was the president of the Bad Movies Club at my high school. And then, like, they just had Jack Quaid on.
He's not really in very many bad movies.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like that one, but I'm sure people did.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, I haven't watched it, but I hear a lot of good things about it. He's in that The Boys show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good. He's good. He's, the character he plays from the comics was written to be Simon Pegg. Like, it was based on Simon Pegg with the idea that if they make this into something, I want Simon Pegg to play this character.
Okay.
But since it's a 20-year-old book, Simon Pegg is not the right age anymore. So he plays the kid's dad in the show.
Oh, that's a way to get around it.
But you can tell the way that he, like, the character comes off like this would have been Simon, absolutely been Simon Pegg 20 mm-hmm. years ago. Like the Shaun of the Dead era.
Yeah. Oh, those are the framed ones that Dylan always gets before I do, because I'm not big on Simon Pegg and like those
the
movies.
Cornetto.
But I'm just not as familiar with them. But like, I brought up Framed one day, and, like, I'm really looking at the first one, and I was like, hey, like, you told me whenever I bring up Framed, if you're around, to let you know. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is. And I showed him, like, the first shot, and he's like, that's Hot Fuzz. And I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, I'm like, because it was just, like, a shot from the beginning where, like, I guess it's, like, Simon Pegg walking into a building from a distance. Yeah. And it's, like, through another door, and he's, like,
But you can tell, because Edgar Wright is one of those directors.
If you know him, you know him. And that's why, because like the second he saw it, he was just like, oh, that's Hot Fuzz. It's when this happens.
Yeah, I think Scorsese probably is one that I could spot. And
the Wes Anderson ones are nothing.
Yeah.
Even for like the one Wes Anderson movie I only saw once, I got it on the first frame.
I think Michael Bay would be easy if there's an explosion or like military stuff going
just
on.
Just like a bunch of fire you can't see around.
Like just sexy vets. Sexy soldiers doing American stuff.
And just being sweaty and gross.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg doing something.
Yeah. The M. Night Shyamalan ones are pretty easy too.
I hate The Happening more than I've ever hated a movie.
Is The Happening the one with the plants?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but I remember watching a YouTube video about it and being like, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Fucking kill me.
Just don't go anywhere.
Just fucking kill me.
Yeah, People
were mad about The Village, and then, like, The Happening came along. It's like, maybe you should be thankful for what you had, sweetie.
I like The Village.
Me too.
And
I think the twist is good.
Did he do all of the Mr. Glass?
Yes.
All three of them?
The Unbreakable, Split, and then I can't remember what the most recent one was. Just Glass.
That's the best John McAvoy shit is in Split.
See, and that's another one I haven't seen, but I know enough about to be like, that's a great,
He's not as good in Glass,
mm-hmm.
but he's got a smaller part.
I want to watch it. I know the whole, like, that wasn't me, it was Patricia meme that came out of it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I saw one that was just like, me when I, like, zone out while I'm driving and almost get in an accident. That wasn't me. That was Patricia.
He's very good at, like, switching
making
characters.
The switch from...
Yeah.
And that's good. You know, you really hope with something like that that they get, like, an actor that can pull that off.
Wish he'd switch into a decent Charles Xavier.
Damn!
I don't even mean that. Those movies are pretty dope, actually.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I haven't seen them. Because I'm not a nerd.
Well...
It's Sorry. Okay. I was wearing Pokemon socks yesterday, so like I am a pretty big nerd.
You called yourself Tab Tab earlier.
I'm some Tab Tab.
I don't know if that was on the podcast.
It was not. It was when we were checking. I went check, check, Tab Tab.
Yeah. You sound like a Pokemon that throws pussy cups at people.
No, like I had a friend that called me Tab Tab, so it
What was her name? Get it?
His name was Adam Gilbert, and he was a light in my life.
Okay. I like Adam.
Yeah. Imagine sweet, fun little Adam just popping up to me and be like, hey, Tip Tab, how's it going? Tip Tab.
He was jumping up and down in his chair at one of the roast battles
yep.
when the cake got smashed.
I love Adam so much. He did this joke recently about like grief, and he's like, it's weird, isn't it? Sometimes you think you gotta run to the bathroom to poop, but really you just gotta go and cry. Like, oh god, guys, sorry, I really gotta get out of here. This bean burrito is really making me think about my dad.
Never mind.
Okay.
I'll tell you. I'll
Ooh, this is a secret. You guys aren't allowed to know this.
No, it's just a joke. I don't want to say on here.
Okay. Whatever.
Hey, Tabitha.
Yeah?
Do you want to close the show?
Always, Chris. Always.
Last week's was my favorite, by the way. The Kill Bill.
I think I'm going to... this time, I'm just going off of like the material I've been given. So we're making a quick switch from movies to TV. But I think it encapsulates it. Once upon a time, I believed in destiny, but now I say F that B